Give me more, but it's not enough. Show me your love.
What's up?
Wait, turn off the music.
I feel like it's good to have background. I don't know. Should I turn it off?
So bad,
okay, I'm turning it off.
It's just so bad.
It is really bad. I'm sorry. Sorry we're late, guys.
Yeah, really. That was not our song choice.
Okay. This is literally Anything For Now, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I don't know why I'm like looking up. Sorry. We have a guest today.
Woo! Yeah, we do.
Introduce yourself.
I'm Audrey.
Woo! Audrey?
That's my name.
Yes. Audrey is a sophomore here.
I am.
As are we.
I am studying philosophy.
Very cool. Oh, wait, wow.
Audrey, have you ever been on radio before?
I've never been on radio before.
Wow.
This is amazing. Well, this is like our fourth time being on radio, so we're all kind of new to this thing.
Form. Yeah.
This form. You guys talk while I do the sign-in.
All right. I don't know what to talk about.
What are you studying?
I don't hear myself. Does anybody hear me?
I hear you.
Oh, okay.
Wait.
I hear you too.
Is that better?
Yeah. I'm studying. I don't really know what I'm studying. I think I want to be an architecture minor.
Ahaha. Very
See,
cool.
man.
Like architecture, like yeah, the study of architecture, that. Or architecture, like doing architecture?
Like the study of architecture.
Okay. So like not like making things,
well,
but just like
no, actually,
doing like an art historical perspective of it.
Well, I want to be an ILVS major.
Very cool. It's a very cool major.
Yeah. And
what would your focus be? Do you know?
Well,
don't you have to choose like literature?
Yes, you have to either be literary or visual studies.
Okay.
It's so hard to choose because I love both.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably be visual studies.
Are you like artistic, or do
yeah.
you just appreciate it?
Well, like art
it?
History.
Okay. I might minor in art history, too.
Really?
Yeah. I just have an appreciation for it. I have no talent.
Right. I have no talent.
Audrey has a lot
Zero
of, like,
talent.
Majors and minors, and they're really impressive.
Well, just, like, a lot of possible options
Wait,
for me.
Oh, tell me.
I just feel like the world is my oyster.
What are they?
There are so many things I can do. So I'm definitely majoring in philosophy because it's, like... It's
That's
just
interesting.
Like, I love.
What about philosophy?
I really like ethics and like morality and ethics. Like my preferred like field of study, not like field of study, but just like realm. Like I really like morality and ethics and how like the interaction between like an ethical code and like law and like mm-hmm. legality and like how that plays into government.
Right, that's very interesting.
And I really like it, and I want to go to law school. But also, I might minor in poli sci, but do like the political theory minor,
right?
Because like I really like political philosophy, but mm-hmm. just like politics itself, just like
I agree.
I struggle.
I just can't with poli sci majors.
Yeah, poli sci is like a lot,
but like political.
But political theory
but, like,
is really interesting.
If you just minor in political theory, all you have to do is take like Western political thought, and then you can take like I'm taking ethics and IR, and then other classes
so
are like
cool.
Plato,
yeah.
Socrates,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
like philosophy.
Really like Yeah.
philosophy of like government and law
yes.
and like human rights and justice
right.
and like stuff like that.
Yeah.
You don't have to do like American politics.
Right, like government.
Like
yeah,
the legislative
right.
branch. Like,
I hate that.
Yeah,
yeah,
me
exactly.
too.
I can't stand talking about like
Yeah, same.
It's how like
I just don't like it when people yell at me.
Yes, it's just poli sci is one of those majors where you're just like so people are just so
passionate
mm-hmm. and into it, and like it's all about like what you know.
So pretentious.
They're very pretentious.
Like
yeah.
I'm in this. I hit my mic. I hope nobody heard that.
I didn't hear it. You're good.
I heard it.
I'm in this like poli sci class right now, and I just hate it because everybody's so pretentious.
What is it?
I don't
want to
say.
I,
we can talk about it after.
Oh, yeah. Wait, but okay, we don't have to say, but we can talk about your project that you had, which we talked about last week.
Yeah, so I have
it
this,
is so funny.
I think my professor's not listening. What is
it? Well, we have 19 listeners at the moment.
Oh,
and
that's
we're,
so
we're,
many.
This is like honestly an all-time high, and we're very grateful for you guys.
We're really getting into it.
Yeah, no one
thank
dropped.
You.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wait,
amazing.
Should I actually talk about my project?
I mean, if you want. You don't have to.
Well, so basically I have this like PowerPoint project that
okay.
it's like I think it's like in lieu of a paper but it's 20 slides.
It's so funny.
About a certain like happening during presidency, because class is about presidents. I know. And
kind of giving it away.
And so the professor was like, the slides can be anything. They can be text, photos, like graphs, like whatever you want, but he was like, don't put too much text.
Yeah. So we were
but we're not presenting this PowerPoint.
You're not presenting it?
No.
Wait, but you don't put text because you don't want to read from your slides.
Exactly.
That's the only reason not to put text.
I'm so confused. I've just been ignoring the whole thing and putting like a bunch of text. Like, what else can I
right.
do? And Lily and I were joking because I'm doing it about Obama and drone strikes, and Lily and I were joking that I should just put, he was like, you could put anything on the side.
So we were doing like one picture of Obama, one picture of a drone, one picture of Obama.
Like, that would be so funny.
20 different pictures of Obama.
Right, like him like getting progressively gray, or like you could do like
him going old, like the like just like slowly develop the technology drone.
Exactly, right. You could do like drones throughout history.
And then have like a Getty, like a stock images of people like scared.
Right, exactly.
Exactly. Oh my god, that'd be so funny. Yeah.
I'll show you guys the real thing though.
Yeah, all right.
I look forward to it.
Some music I'm gonna work
yeah.
on.
Yeah, should we play some music now?
Yeah, what should we play? Do you have a.
Yeah, do you want to. Okay, cue something up.
How do y'all. Ahead. What kind of music do y'all play on this?
Honestly, we like to play.
It's so like all
everything.
Over the map.
We like old, we like new.
Yeah, we like a lot of old music. We also like, don't. Yeah. And by the way, don't judge my recent searches.
I will not.
I had to look up like the global
top. Modern Lovers.
Oh, the modern. We love the Modern Lovers.
Oh, maybe
I've
that was from.
Never
wait, who,
heard of that.
What song is that again? Or what band?
Oh.
Do y'all. How do y'all feel about Haim?
No. The.
Oh, I like.
Haim,
like
I'm a fan.
I love Haim. Okay. I've had like a weird Haim reawakening.
Yeah.
Because like I heard this like these two songs. Do y'all know what like Triple J like a version is?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So they have like a cover of That Don't Impress Me Much, which is really good. But also they came out with new music today, and one of them is called, or like one particularly new song, and it's called Hallelujah. And it is so, like, I think all it's right. so beautiful. It's about, like, what? It's about, like, their sisterly blonde.
Aww.
What? And then, like, one person who had, like, the, one of the sisters had, I, like, read about it because I was, like, this is such a beautiful song.
Right.
I feel like sisters? I'm hyping it up so much. They're three sisters. They look so much alike. Wow. They're three sisters.
Oh.
And so the song's about, like, their sisterly bond. And then there's yeah. one, the last verse, which is, like, the youngest sister singing. And they each sing a verse, I think. Is about like her friend who passed away.
Aww.
Should I start it? Should
yeah.
I play it?
Okay, wait.
Wait.
How do I do this?
One second.
I hope you like it.
It's the aw.
Yeah. All right, go. Just press play.
Did you press?
I pressed play.
One second.
Is it turned? Do I need to turn it up on your computer?
Wait, is it?
Hold on. We're gonna go now. We'll have music in 2 seconds. Or wait, no, we can't have time.
No.
Okay, wait.
Is it aux 2?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Yeah, it should be. It's on. It should be working.
Is there just like,
maybe my sound isn't up? Yeah, make sure you turn up the sound. Make sure the sound on Spotify is all the way too.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
Okay. Is it playing? There we go.
No, it's right here. All right.
Cool. Bye.
Goodbye.
I met two angels, but they were in disguise. Took one look to realize. Tell them anything and they will sympathize. These arms hold me tight. Old fears help to ease them in my mind. Say that they will giant time. Why me? How'd I get this? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Laughing together like our thoughts are harmonized. Been that way since 95. When it is hard to find three roads, one life. Now and then I can lean my
remind me that memories will last. These arms reach out. You were there to protect me like a shield. Long hair running with me through the field.
I was dancing at a nightclub one Friday night, and that nightclub bar was a little uptight. Yeah, I was dancing all alone, a little self-conscious, when some kids came up and said, "For dancing, come with us." And soon I was dancing in the lesbian bar. Oh, oh, I was dancing in the lesbian bar. Ooh, ooh. In the industrial zone, I was dancing with my friends and dancing alone. Well, the first bar, things were alright, but in this bar, things were Friday night. In the first bar, things were just alright. This bar, things were Friday night, and I was dancing in the lesbian bar. Oh, oh, I was dancing in the lesbian bar. In a lesbian bar way downtown, I was there to check the scene and hang around. Well, the first bar, things were stop and stare, but in this bar, things were laissez-faire. In the first bar, things were stop and stare, in this bar, things were laissez-faire. And I was dancing in the lesbian bar. Oh, oh, I was dancing in the lesbian bar. In the lesbian bar, oh, oh, I was dancing in the lesbian bar.
vieille fille qui penche, une robe de tennis blanche, et la peau qui a froid, il y a ça. Il y a un sentiment sur un terrain, vaguement. Avant toi, je finis là, elle dit ça. Je ne veux pas mourir ce soir. Il y a une fille qui penche les deux mains dans les manches. Il y a un soir d'été démodé. Il y a une ville autour. Il y a la fin du jour. Il y a un cœur qui bat. Il y a ça. Je ne veux pas mourir ce soir. Une robe des tennis blanches. Il y a un sentiment sur un terrain vaguement. Il y a une fille qui penche les deux mains dans les manches. Il y a une ville autour. Il y a la fin du jour.
We're back. Sorry.
Oh, wait.
Oh. Oh, wait, did you cue something?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, wait, let's play it. Let's play it. Goodbye.
Tout le monde, il veut seulement la thune. Et seulement ça, ça les fait bander. Tout le monde, il veut seulement la fame. Et seulement ça, ça les fait bouger. Bouger leur cul le temps d'un verre. Photo sur Insta, c'est obligé. Sinon, au fond, à quoi ça sert? Si c'est même pas pour leur montrer. Et puis, à quoi bon? T'es tellement seule derrière ton écran. Tu penses à ce que vont penser les gens. Mais tu les laisses tous indifférents. Oh. De ces gens-là, rassurés quand les gens ils m'aiment. Et si c'est très superficiel, tout le monde il veut seulement la thune.
Tout le monde il veut seulement la thune.
Et seulement ça, ça les fait bander.
Tout le monde il veut seulement la thune.
il veut seulement la fête. Et seulement ça, ça les fait bouger. Et puis à quoi bon? T'es tellement seul derrière ton écran. Tu penses à ce que vont penser les gens.
Yeah.
Oh, you do.
All right.
So we were just talking about how we never listen to music when it comes out.
Yeah.
Or like.
Yes.
I do. I don't have time.
Audrey does.
New Music Friday. On New. Spotify.
Yeah. I never. Yeah.
But like, I don't.
The
have
thing
time,
is that
though.
A lot of like, I do it on like this is like my Sunday morning like ritual or like if I have like time, I just like wake up in the morning and I like look through like artists I like and like see if they've come out with new music or what I do is I like if like I've recently added songs to like my playlist I'll like go and like listen to the album that song's on because we just talked about this
right
a lot of the songs that I've realized that I like most from artists aren't the songs that I first hear it's the songs that I hear when I like go through and listen to the album
that's very true
and I always listen in order because like it's just like
I never do that.
You shuffle
my
albums.
My problem is like.
Well, I don't.
This is my thing. Like, I'll get one song that I really like by an artist, and I'll be like, okay, I have to listen to the rest of this stuff. Like with Faye Webster.
Yeah, right.
Like, I love that song.
Kingston. I've been playing that song. We should play it for Audrey.
I've never heard it.
It is so good.
Or like Julia Jaclyn. Like I love that one song.
Right.
But then I never listen to anything else because I just like keep listening to that one song.
Yes.
And then,
yes.
Like I listen to a bunch of like songs from different people all the time.
Yes.
And I never like take
same.
The time. I mean, sometimes I do if I really, really like
right.
it.
Right. Yeah. I go through phases where it's like I will find new music from new artists, play that song over and over and over, and I'll just kind of be in a rut of like the new music I find.
Yeah.
Right. And then when the new music like phase feels old, then I like go back and find stuff.
I think that like so like my dad like really obsessive about like listening to like full albums like we have like thousands of like right here like whatever but whenever I would be like oh I really like this song I really like this artist and he'd be like he'd like for my birthday he'd like give me a CD with the whole album and I'm like but I just like the one song like
that's really cool
or he'd be like wait have you listened to the whole album and I'd be like oh dad like listen to this new Cage the Elephant song and he's like I went through and I listened to the whole album and it's so good and I'm like, I would never do that and, but I do now because like I also just like this is actually what I wrote my college admission my like Common App essay
that's
about
that's amazing
every college got this essay of mine about, like how like I think that like kind of use like listening to like an album like start to finish like in order as like a metaphor for like I don't know like seeing things like holistically or as they were like intended to be listened to songs sound different when you listen them when you listen to them like in the order that they're supposed to be listened. Like songs sound different
very true
and then sometimes it's like weird to take them out of context for me but then you get used to it and you're like it's fine I just want it on my playlist
I definitely think that's true and with artists that I'm like really dedicated to I will listen to them I will take time to listen to them
I mean, I'm not gonna do it with like people like just like pop like super pop like pop songs
right you know? Exactly
or,
right
like
DJs
like, I'm not gonna listen to like
all of Avicii's
like, all of Avicii's album
if like, never
if I'm like really excited for an album to come out
yes
like,
also
I was really excited for Blonde and then when it came out like I listened to the full album and I was like
no I so what I do is okay so like an album will come out and I'll be excited for it so I will like find the most popular songs. I always listen to music when I find a new artist based on like their popularity, like of the songs. You know what I mean? That little icon on Spotify. I always am looking at that.
Oh, really?
Because I somehow it's like I just think of things in terms of ratings.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
This is like actually like a philosophical concept.
Yeah.
It's like oh my god.
Yes,
I
brings
forget
the
what
philosophy
it's
in. Doesn't have to have a name. Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's like.
we assume that like things are better, the things that everyone does, or like famous people, like yeah. what they like, we will like them because like they're better. Like there's yes. like, a reason for them to be famous. Like for example, I forget what it's called. I'm actually gonna like look through my notes and
right.
like when we play yeah. music again. But like we were talking about it like in one of my classes, we were like playing this game and my professor didn't want to play because he's like, whatever I do, like y'all are gonna do, but that's not necessarily the right thing to do. So like that's my thing now is like, why should I expect myself to like the music that right, is most pop, right, like yes. more people like,
right, more people listen
like,
to,
like because you yeah. could like you could just be overlooking like the best song on yes, the album.
Yes, that's true. And I will say literally
for you.
Yes, for me.
Not objectively, no, but like, no, for no, you.
No, no,
yourself,
no. Yeah, and I know that's true because actually literally this is funny that we're talking about this because last night I was listening, I have like a playlist of like old rap and I was listening to rap and I was listening, I wanted to listen to a song on Kanye's album, College Dropout. I wanted to listen to Jesus Walks, which is like one of his famous ones. Amazing song, which we can't play because it's explicit. But then I just kept like, you know, so you know how it just like plays another song when yeah. it's done. So I didn't cue anything up. So it played another song on that album that I've never heard before, was not popular at all, but it's like so good. And it like blew my mind. And I was like, why have I never knew this song? And I was like, yeah, I know all of Kanye's music, like whatever, yeah. but it's just because I knew all of his popular music, but I don't.
Kanye.
Oh,
I like Kanye. I do not spend enough time with rap.
But I just, yeah. I don't think that he's like,
I like old Kanye. I mean, I don't like him as a person.
Another way that I listen to music, though.
Yeah.
Another way that I listen to music, though, is I look at, like, reviews. I look at a lot of reviews yeah. of albums. Like, I don't know if you guys know Anthony Fantano.
No, that's...
Would you look at a review for an album before listening to the album?
Yeah.
Like, really?
Do you read...
Yeah.
I would... do you not want to form your own opinions?
Huh?
Yeah, do
like,
you
about
not...
it, like... Like, I feel like sometimes, like, for example, movies...
If I don't... Listen, I completely stand by what I do. If I don't have time to listen
okay,
to the
yeah,
full album,
that makes sense.
I will go on a review, I will see, like, what they say are
the best songs,
and then I'll listen to them. Like, I don't think there's a problem with that. I really don't.
There's not.
I'm not gonna go crazy over FKA Twigs' new album, like, if I don't have to. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I agree with what you're saying about, mm-hmm. like, what if, but like at the same time, like I'm probably going to like the songs
yeah,
that
true.
Everybody else likes.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
why do I need to try hard to see if I like
right.
other ones?
Yeah. That's true.
This isn't my whole life.
Yeah, that's
true. I just don't have time. That's why, like, I'll go on Anthony Fantano's review of an album. I'll look and see what songs he said were the best and what rating he gave it.
Yeah.
And then I'll go and listen to those songs. And the songs that he said were the worst, I probably won't listen to them.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, but it's also music.
But also,
yeah.
sometimes I have listened to the songs he said were the worst and I really liked them.
Yes,
so I
right.
know that there is a flaw in my system.
But you don't have to know that in the beginning. Also, I feel like music, it's like, discovering music is not, at least for us, yeah. not a linear process. Like, I feel like yeah. you can just, you... Like, I'll just listen to the songs. I'll listen to, like, half of the songs, the popular ones, and I'll be like, okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
And then I'll come back, like,
getting,
a year
yeah,
later.
Songs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
As long as I'm getting
good
songs.
As long as you have
right.
enough to listen to.
It's really easy yeah. to just, like, fulfill the need. You know what
but
I mean?
This is what I've yeah. realized with, like, movies or, like, just, like, I think it's just, like, me as a person being, like, really susceptible to this. Like,
yeah.
whenever I hear someone, like, be like, oh, like, I really didn't like this movie, I'll, like, go into it, and I'll, like, watch it, and I'll, like, be expecting to, for, I'll be, like, trying to,
yes.
for it to be, like, especially if it's, like, an authority figure on movies.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
true.
You know,
with
if
movies,
they say it's
like
bad,
Rotten
I like
Tomatoes.
It, I'm, like, what's
yeah.
wrong? Okay, movies is completely different for me.
Yeah.
I do not listen to any reviewer.
Yeah.
If a reviewer didn't like it, I go into the movie thinking that I'm gonna like it. Like,
yeah.
especially, I don't know, if I, like, I don't know. With movies, it's very different.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm kind of in the middle. I will do, like, I mean, if there's a movie that I, like, just by seeing a trailer without even reading a review, seem that I would really like, I wouldn't pay attention to a review. But if there's a movie that comes out and I don't know much about it, then
yeah.
I might look at a review and be like, okay, if this person, like, trashed it, then
okay,
I'd be like, all right, I won't
do
watch
look
it.
Look at Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I still go and see the movie.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Yeah.
Like, like after.
Like,
that was terrible.
The Goldfinch.
Yes, we saw the Goldfinch.
I really wanted to see
okay.
but was the
right.
worst.
And it didn't get good reviews at all.
Have you read the book?
Yeah.
Okay, I read the book and it's one of my favorite books.
I love that
and
book.
I can't bring myself to watch the movie.
But
it's hilarious.
No, but this is my thing though. This is my thing.
Max was like laughing.
Also, like, why is it Ansel Elgort? First of all,
yeah.
Okay, but also,
okay, I thought he was kind of good in that role.
he fits like aesthetically.
Oh, he's so funny.
But like, I don't.
I think the guy,
I think it would. I think it should Boris, be like a very well established and talented actor that to play such in a like yeah. important literary
well, the
figure.
Thing that, the yeah, thing that was just so.
Ansel's not that guy.
He's not that guy.
He's kind
right?
of like a heartthrob, but he's not like a. So yeah, I agree.
The musical's also weird.
Yeah,
oh, he's very strange. The thing about the movie that was so bad though was the directing and the like screenplay.
Yeah.
Don't even get me started.
This is my thing, I read the book like my sophomore year of high school, so it's like 4 years ago now. I read it a long time ago, yeah. And I feel as though if I watch the movie, it will like superimpose itself over the book, and I don't remember the entire plot. I don't want the movie to like affect how I feel about the book. Two, how I view mm-hmm. the plot, or
don't
like three,
yeah.
like any of my like opinions on it, you know. So like mm-hmm. I'm like
yeah,
I don't want to watch it.
I read the book pretty recently.
You should read so The Secret like, History.
I need to read it.
The Goldfinch.
That is my favorite book ever.
So good.
Wait, that's literally
another,
I just read.
One of my favorite books.
I was just
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are you serious?
Like one of the
like,
first.
Actually,
yeah.
My favorite book.
Yeah, that's
it's
my
so
favorite
good.
Book. That's
oh my god, I have to read it. Okay.
That book is.
We should talk about books.
So much better than the Goldfinch.
Yeah. So much better.
Oh my
so much
god.
Better.
The Goldfinch is like looking okay. bad. I love the
okay,
Goldfinch.
Okay, I loved the Goldfinch.
But like the end
also,
is just.
The end.
Girl.
Yeah, I know,
Donald
right?
Tart.
But the thing is that like we made it to the end of that book. Like it has to be a good book for
yeah,
people
true.
To like actually.
And it's a massive
book,
book
I
so.
Think
it
was
long. Yeah.
Yeah. The reason I made it to the end was because I was so invested in like the story.
Right? Yeah.
The Secret History is such a different book though.
It's so much different.
So
I also tried to read her other book,
good.
But I couldn't get more than like 50 pages into it.
Oh, The Little Friend.
The Little Friend.
Yeah. I heard it was like. I don't know. I know that some people like it, but The Secret History blew my mind.
So, like, okay, my favorite thing that I always come back to about that book uh-huh. is
yeah.
he says at one point, I forget who it is that says it. I also read this, like, my junior year of high school. I read mm-hmm. it a long time ago. But he says that when he needs to slow down his thoughts, he speaks he thinks in a different language.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
That's
I love
really
that idea.
Cool. That's
and
kind
I do
of
it
a cool
Italian.
Idea.
Like whenever my mind is
yeah.
like going, I just like try to like,
yeah.
like okay,
word it out
PSA,
in Italian.
I'm an Italian too. Like I do not know much Italian, but like that's the point.
Right.
Is like
yeah.
a language that you're not as good at. Like
right, it's Lizzie Down.
And you only know like very simple things.
Yes.
So, like,
yes.
It's like trying to like. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just think it's like
yeah.
a really
that's,
great way to like
yes.
chill yourself.
Chill
out.
Yourself out. think as in calm terms.
Everything,
yeah.
Everything that he says about like. I mean everything.
Oh my god! I have to.
I mean that entire book
yeah,
is just
so good.
So
I need
amazing.
To. It's so
the,
good.
The like the part of the book where it's like winter and he's like
yeah.
at school all
yeah,
alone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just like touch. Like that book is just so.
It like really gets to your core. Mm. That part specifically,
that
especially
part
when
specifically.
She describes like his living conditions
yeah.
and just like how he's
and
living.
And also how
like,
he feels invisible like to everybody
yeah.
else. It's just
it's just it's crazy.
Oh
it
god.
Is just.
And then like the end and the funeral. Oh.
Don't spoil.
I'm not spoiling.
But you figure out that like someone's dead in like the first page.
Yeah, I know the point is like someone dies.
And you know that
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Oh, that's
okay.
So good.
Yeah.
I read I like really love reading and I read 50 books in 2019.
That's amazing.
It's 50.
Which books?
which books?
Like what was your
Yeah,
what
yeah,
was
yeah.
your favorite
I
book?
Love The Secret History,
okay.
The Heart's Invisible Furies by John Boyne. I would say is like comparable in saga to like but not okay have you ever heard of A Little Life?
I love that book.
Love
with
book. Okay,
Celeste
you should read.
Ng is that her name?
No,
Celeste Nick.
And
no.
Never mind, I'm
it's,
so sorry. I
no,
was thinking
she,
of,
oh, I know.
That's Little Fires Everywhere.
She wrote Little Fires
yeah.
Everywhere. And, oh, her
yeah.
other book I think is better too.
Ng
she wrote another book.
Okay.
I like A Little Life because I know a lot of people hate it, but that's one of my favorite books ever.
I love it. I loved it. A lot of people think that it's like depression porn.
That
like,
was it's not.
It's
it was,
not.
That
it's
was
just
like
really got to me.
Ever.
It was really hard
oh.
to read.
Yeah.
It was really hard
that
to read.
Book.
Wait, what's Celeste Nigg's other?
She I can see the cover. It's,
me too.
It's the one about
Everything I Never Told You.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But you should read The Heart's Invisible Furies by John Boyne.
Okay.
It's like very long and it's like very powerful.
What about, have you guys heard about Sally Rooney's Normal People?
I love Normal. She also had like conversations with friends.
I just know these
I
are
read any of them.
These all these books are like super Normal popular. People. I just don't know any of them.
I really like good. They seem similar to books that I like to read.
Yeah, I think you would like it. I love Normal People. That book is so good. Like,
I'm gonna follow me on Goodreads.
Oh, what is that?
Audrey Ledbetter for all our listeners.
What is Goodreads?
Goodreads?
Guys, I don't know what this is.
You don't
is.
Have a Goodreads?
Goodreads is my life.
No. What is Goodreads?
It's an app.
Oh my gosh.
You can track your books and friend people.
Guys, that's amazing.
And you can have reading challenges. So my 2018, I read 50. Did I say 2019 earlier? 2018, I read 50. 2019, I'm trying to read 30. I think it's going to be 26.
Oh my
gosh.
And
I think that 26 is going to be my recurring goal because like one book every 2 weeks.
I don't get the goal though. The goal thing. I kind of just read like.
It's because.
What I want.
This is why.
I need goals. I want to read. I just don't like.
It's good for me because reading books is like better for me than watching TV. That's and having true. A goal makes me be like, oh, I should read. It's what gets me to it. Mm-hmm. But like once I'm reading, that's what like reading is what helps me stay. But the goal is what gets me to it.
That's true. I definitely think like when I am reading as opposed to like looking at my phone, when I'm in a period of my life where I'm reading a lot, I'm usually more like thoughtful,
in tune,
mm-hmm. and just more. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm thinking.
And
more
you,
about my
I
life.
Sleep better.
Yeah, and I sleep
because
better.
Yeah. I don't watch TV before bed. I read.
But you guys feel like, I mean, I just feel like I have, and we're all liberal arts majors, I feel like I have so much, I feel like I have so much reading, and it's like I'm tired out. I mean,
I do all
sorry,
my
Dad.
Readings, but I never do any of my
But
readings.
Fiction is different for me.
No,
fiction
I do.
Is like, people are like, how do you read so much? And I'm like, think about like how you feel about watching TV.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about reading. It's like.
Right. It's the difference between words. Watching like a documentary about something you're learning in class versus like a TV show
versus,
that you like.
TV show.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. That's a good comparison.
That's actually a really good comparison.
Yeah, it's I know. It's a just skill. Like, it's like a muscle. You know what I mean? It's really easy to cop out with like watching TV.
So
I need to build
and
it up.
I still do it. I'm
yeah.
not. I
no,
do.
Of course.
Not,
I mean, in TV,
I'm not here saying I listen to every single album start to finish.
Yeah.
Exclusively read. And
right.
I do
right.
not watch TV.
These are our ideal goals, but.
No, but the thing that's like so bad. It's just that it's just so easy to like go on your phone and watch TV. Like
yeah.
it's just so easy.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
just it's such an immediate
No, I know, right.
reward.
It's like that's why it's like it's addictive.
Yeah. And you don't have to do anything with your brain.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's it.
I know.
Yeah.
And it's so bad because
right.
I don't know,
but
I use my phone way too much.
I think you just have to commit, and I feel like Audrey probably agrees because she is definitely at that point, and you are too more than I am. I feel like you just have to commit to reading and like it sucks
you
in the beginning.
Really
it doesn't suck. It just sucks
but
that you
also,
can't get past like 10 pages.
This is the thing.
But then you have to keep going.
People are like, how do you read so much?
Yeah.
I'm like, if you find a really good book
yes, that's
and
true.
Read it
that's
and
true.
Fall in love with it, you will always be a reader because that feeling of like reading a really good book is so
right.
much more fulfilling
yes.
than any
yes.
movie or TV
right.
show.
It's
Except
more validating.
I think that some like movies are like I'm talking like
some
it's
movies,
a different
some movies
it's a
are
different type
comparable
are comparable
like,
to like
a really great book.
Well are comparable like are comparable like mentally like engaging.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say like watching TV or like movies like as a form is like lesser to books like that's not what I'm saying
right
just like in terms of like especially like us like college students like trashing TV
reading.
Shows
no but
you
then
know,
but
like,
then you even get into
it is also Christmas different. Movie season though
oh so true amazing
what are some good Christmas movies. I don't know any.
Do you want like actually good or like so terrible that
like the
so
Vanessa good. Hudgens one
like any Netflix
want,
Christmas movie
want, no I don't want terrible.
You want like a really good
I want something really cozy.
The Holiday.
What's that?
Have you never seen it with Jude Law and Cameron Diaz?
I've not
seen
it.
I feel like I would like
and Jack
that.
Black.
I'm gonna put
it
down.
Jude Law. In
I've
it.
Never
yeah,
seen.
It's him at his most beautiful.
I've never seen. Oh my God! What's the famous one that everyone knows? The one like with all the they're like so
Love
many
actually.
Love Actually. I've never seen Love Actually.
Is that good?
I love Love Actually.
Has anyone seen the movie Stuck in Love?
Yes.
Is that a Christmas movie?
No.
Okay. But so here's a weird example. I also really like, I love soundtracks to shows and stuff. I've never
that's where
seen.
I find a lot of my
never,
music.
Yeah. I've never seen Stuck
like,
in Love. But that soundtrack. Oh my God. I've been meaning to play a song from Stuck in Love for Max.
Should we play a song? We have 2 minutes left.
Okay. Can I play it? It's, or we could just talk. Yeah. Okay. I'll play it later. Everyone needs to listen to. Have you ever listened to Somersaults in Spring?
No.
It's on that soundtrack. It's not
nice,
even
though.
From a band that, like, like exists. It's like called Gemini or something like that. And it is that song is like my favorite song in the world.
It's kind of like
a
dark romantic comedy.
Okay.
That's like kind of substantive.
I'm a big fan of Nat Wolff, I will say.
Yeah.
My friends, Mary Shannon and I, and like over the summer, we're talking about how our type of guy is like the sickly guy. You know what I mean?
Oh my God, wait. No.
Like Timothy Chalamet.
Mary Shannon
and Nat Wolff.
Definitely got that conversation. Okay,
from you.
From me. Because
sorry, Mary Shannon's our mutual friend.
Yeah. When we were in New York on our art history trip,
yeah.
They were everywhere.
The sickly guy.
In all the museums, we were like,
yeah, there they are.
Like disheveled, tall.
Yeah.
Let's just get off the air.
Yeah, we have 30 seconds left. All right, thank you so much for listening. I hope you really liked our guest. I had so much fun. This is literally...
I'm coming back.
She's coming back. Audrey needs to come back because this is amazing. Okay, this is literally anything for now and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. Have a great day.